You mentioned the AVAIL study. Can you talk a little bit about exactly what that looked at and what was seen?
Sure. The AVAIL study was the European counterpart to ECOG 4599. It was a Roche-sponsored study utilizing cisplatin gemcitabine and actually designed as a three-arm study with cisplatin gemcitabine and then two arms with cisplatin gemcitabine and a 7.5 mg/kg dose of bevacizumab or a 15 mg/kg dose. Of course, the Bev given on day one with chemotherapy, up to six cycles of chemotherapy, and then maintenance bevacizumab beyond. It was a placebo-controlled trial. The endpoint initially was actually going to be survival, and designed in the study was a look at response every three cycles or every 9 weeks. Midway through the study, they changed the endpoint to progression-free survival, but we're stuck with the every 9 week evaluation. And as has been described in the statistical literature, that diminishes your ability to discern small differences between groups with respect to progression-free survival. Nonetheless, both response rate and progression-free survival endpoints were met, and they were met with both the 7.5 and 15 milligram per kilogram bevacizumab arms. The study was not designed to compare 7.5 and 15, although everybody with a pair of eyeballs has been doing that, but will suffice it to say that they both did meet their endpoint compared to the placebo arm. Survival overall did not reach its endpoint. There's really no clear rationale for how that is, and there's been no great explanation, but the fact is it did not, although the survival was good in all three arms at right around, you know, a year, 12.5 months or so. So folks did well, but at least based on that data, the bevacizumab did not add to survival.
If someone were to say to you, well, why not use the lower dose of Bev, how would you counter that?
You know, the AVAIL study is compelling. The hazard ratio for progression-free survival, I think, was 0.75 in the low dose and about 0.8 in the higher dose. And so it really does, you know, have activity. But the only study to date that shows a survival advantage is with the 15 milligram per kilogram. So I've been still using that dose.
Remind me of the chemo in the AVAIL study again.
Cisplatin gemcitabine.
Right, that's what I thought.
Every 3 weeks.